Our next item of business is old business. We have three items this evening. The first one is conditional use number 1829 ML Joseph Sand and Gravel Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 1829 for ML Joseph Sand and Gravel Incorporated for the expansion of an existing borrow pit based upon the record and made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The application is for a 40.85-acre expansion of an existing borrow pit. A need exists in the area for dirt, sand, and gravel, and existing borrow pit sources are becoming depleted. The material removed from this site will be used throughout the county for a variety of residential and commercial uses and road construction. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on traffic or the neighboring properties or community. The use of the project is of a public or semi-public character that will provide a source of fill dirt available to the entire county. This use is essential and desirable for the general convenience, safety, and welfare of the current and future residents of the county. Vegetative buffers will be established along the boundaries of this land and lands of other ownership and Bunding Road. A majority of the boundary is surrounded by lands owned by the applicant or its related companies. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, no materials shall be brought off the site for processing, mixing, or similar purposes. B, water or a water truck shall be available to control dust from road traffic when conditions require. C, any roadway and entrance improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant. All entrances shall be secured when the borrow pit is not in operation. D, the hours of the operation shall be as follows. Material may be hauled off-site only between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Continuous on-site operation of the plant, dredge, and pit is permitted Monday through Saturday. There shall be no borrow pit operations after 8 p.m. on Saturday until 6 a.m. on Monday. E, no material shall be stored on any access roads or within any buffer area. F, fuel shall be stored on-site in confined storage tanks as required by DENREC, the fire marshal, or any other applicable regulation. G, no stumps, branches, debris, or similar items shall be buried or placed in the site of the borrow pit. H, the borrow pit shall have 3-to-1 slopes, and the slopes shall be seeded and planted to control erosions. I, the final site plan, including all pit slopes, excavation phasing, and reclamation plan shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencement of operations. Reclamation plans shall indicate finished grading, seeding, and planting schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance. J, the applicant shall comply with all state, county, erosion, and sediment control regulations. K, markers and signs shall be placed at appropriate locations to designate pit areas. L, every 5 years after the start of the excavation, the Office of Planning and Zoning may inspect the site and request written comments from all appropriate state agencies so that the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments and verify compliance with all regulations. M, the applicant shall comply with all the requirements set forth in Section 115-72B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. N, it is recommended that the County Council require performance guarantees to assure completion of any approved reclamation plan pursuant to Section 115-172B6E. O, markers and signs shall be placed at appropriate locations to designate pit areas as required by the Mine and Safety and Health Administration. B, the borrow pit shall be surrounded by a buffer strip, a minimum distance of 100 feet from any street lines, 200 feet from any dwelling of other ownership, and 50 feet from all other property lines of other ownership. The buffer area shall include a 30-foot-wide vegetated buffer of native species vegetation. Q, the bar pit operation shall be consistent with the Mine Safety and Health Administration directives and regulations, supersede these plans and specifications. Mine Safety and Health Administration requirements, the borrow pit shall be surrounded by a berm with a minimum height equal to 1/2 the height of the tallest tire used in the mining operation. Current minimum height is 3 feet. S, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all buffer areas, the berms, and the slopes. The buffer shall include native plantings, and crops are not considered as part of the vegetative buffer. As stated by the applicant, the buffer is designed to provide a visual, dust, and other nuisance barrier. And finally, T, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1829 ML Joseph Sand and Gravel Incorporated for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.